Hi, are you Mr. So you are. Pleased to meet you. I'm Precious, and we talked online. You found my services and contacted me. So here I am. I'm a bit nervous. Yes. Come inside? Oh, sure. Thank you. Wow, you have a nice room. They're all the same? It's actually my first time coming to this hotel. Oh, I normally do business elsewhere. That's all. Do you remember what price we agreed on? Yeah, it is a lot of money, but I'm very in demand at the moment, so I only take wealthy clients. Girl has her needs after all. Good. So, at that price, you get the full treatment. Before starting, we should go over a few rules, if that's okay with you. Okay, my first hard limit is no kissing on the lips. In addition to no kissing, this price doesn't include any butt stuff. Even if it is called the full treatment. I'm not comfortable with that yet. Keep hair pulling to a minimum. I just got them done and nothing that would leave a mark. Well, things like spanking, caning, slapping. Keep it light. But you can choke me. Is there anything you want to be called? Daddy or sir, something like that. I can do that, baby. So, what would you want to do first? I can start with a strip tease if you like. Show you what's under this tight little dress, barely reaching the top of my thighs. If I bend a little, you can probably catch a glimpse of my little panties. Do you like my dress, baby? I know you do. Your eyes are practically roaming every inch of me. Do you want to get more hands-on and help me out a bit? Just slide the zipper down. And then got to wiggle a little bit. No, I can do this by myself. Ha! There. It's a new dress, so hasn't really stretched out yet. Do you like what you see? No bra. Just my bare breasts for you to enjoy. I wore these little white panties just for tonight. I especially like how you can see the outline of my pussy. No, I didn't hesitate. I was just thinking about which word you prefer to hear and sit on a bed. Okay. You want me to blow you now? I can do that for you, baby. We can skip foreplay if you're not into that kind of stuff. What do you mean, though? So, you don't want a blowjob? I'm not being too forward. Of course, this isn't my first time. You've seen my website. You read the testimonies. I'm worth every dollar. No other girl does the things I do. And if you don't believe me, then, well, you'd be wrong. No, I'm not acting. You're wasting my time, okay? I'm here because you paid me a lot of money to have sex with you. That's how business works. Now, are we gonna fuck or will you keep questioning me? Look, every girl does this kind of work for a reason, and I have my own. Now, can we please begin? I have another client in an hour. Ugh. So you won't take me just because I'm hiding my reasons to be an escort from you. Psh, I really don't need this. I'm leaving. Who would have guessed it would be this difficult to get guys to fuck me? What? You'll pay me to just talk with you? Why are you so interested in me as a person and not a girl you can have for an hour? I remind you of someone? No. We don't know each other. I specifically take clients that I'm certain I don't know, and I remind you of your wife? You're not cheating on her, are you? Good. I'm not looking to break up a marriage. Sure. I'll sit and talk with you. But first, let me take off my heels. My feet are killing me. Okay. So, can I ask you a question? I understand some man wanting to sleep with girls, doll forward and all, about teasing, but you're different. You paid me just to talk. At least that's what it looks like so far. Did you hire me just because I look like your wife? You did. And you're certain she won't know about this. And even if we do just chat, she'll think we did more than that. I just want to understand what I'm getting myself into. She won't know. How is this not cheating in her eyes then? Why did you pay me if you don't want to sleep with me? I've taken off my dress. Well, actually, you did. Yet you keep your eyes on my face like a true gentleman. I can put it back on if it makes you feel uneasy. Yeah, it is very tight. I guess I'll stay in just my panties. Yes, I'm comfortable. You're not leering at me like a pervert, so this is, well, it's nice. You're the first guy that isn't groping or licking my neck like it's their first meal of the day. That's fine. Man paid a good amount of money just to do that. Can I be honest with you? You were actually going to be my first. Yes, my first, as in I'm a virgin. It's nothing, okay? I was going to tell you at some point. That's why I was asking so much money. I didn't want to advertise that I was selling my virginity. It only attracts witch weirdos. If I kept that a secret on my website, then the man paying would be rich gentlemen looking for a hot little piece of ass to show off at the casino and then bang in that hotel room. I'm so sorry. I swear I was going to tell you. I figured you would like to be my first. Most men wouldn't have hesitated. I didn't think you'd get upset. I'm not crying. I just don't understand. Why do you care so much about me? I know I remind you of her. You said that already. And you didn't answer my previous question. Why pay me if you're not going to sleep with me? You specifically wanted me because I look like her. I'm being honest with you here. It's only fair you be honest with me. What's really going on? Is she with someone else? Is that why you want to pay a lookalike escort? So you can spend time pretending I'm her? Wow, I am so sorry. Listen, I had no idea. I feel horrible for pushing you like that. You're right. I couldn't have known, but I'm sorry to hear that she passed away. Hey, don't cry. I'm here. Let me give you a hug. It's okay. I'm here. Shh, don't cry. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't realize what I was saying. For you, it must have been like she was back here with you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. You liked it? I can rub your back while we talk if you want. Yes, I'd be happy to, baby. So, what do you want to talk about? Me? You want to talk about me? I know this isn't the typical escort client relationship, but I never told anyone who the girl under the tight dress is. I don't know what to say about myself, to be honest. Sure, you can ask me questions. It was difficult to become an escort. There's no book about it. You just have to wing it and hope everything works out. I did a lot of research on what makes an escort successful, and most of it is what she's wearing. Yeah, no kidding. It took me days to overcome my fear of showing my body off by wearing such clothing. But I knew men liked the short, tight dresses. I also had trouble walking in these heels. They're so tall, but they really perk my ass up and showcase my legs. I'll admit that I smiled to myself in the mirror when getting ready to meet a client. But it's just not me. Well, I'm the complete opposite. It's going to sound like a cliche, but I really like staying in on a rainy day and read a good book with some hot chocolate while under a warm blanket. I'm not really the type of girl that goes out and parties. I'm not this sophisticated, but I had to form myself to this image, to this character, you know? Thank you. I never heard someone tell me I'm beautiful and mean it in such a nice way. I'm glad that I can talk about myself as a person and not the shallow image I've created for myself. And what about you? What are you like? Okay. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to lose someone like that. Burying yourself in work must have taken a toll on you. What made you want to meet a girl that looked like your wife? I would think that it would only bring up painful memories. You want to see her again? Oh. Oh, great. Now I'm going to be the one that's going to cry. I just think you're such a strong person to live through that. And what was she like? Really? God, she does sound like me. She likes everything that I like. Maybe we would have been best friends. I'm so sorry. I had no clue how much I was like her. I thought she looked like me, and that was it, but... Oh. It's okay if you're crying again. I'm sort of crying too. We can cuddle up on the bed if you want. What's it like to be an escort? Well, the pay is nice, but it isn't what people imagine. I have my own regular, so I'm not worried about losing my income. Oh, you mean like that? No, I don't really like it, if I could be honest. It wasn't easy at first. I would shake uncontrollably, and my knees were so weak. I knew protecting my virginity meant I had to take some abuse elsewhere. I'm still a virgin. I still have some purity left. Trust me, I mean, it really isn't that bad. If living on my own means I have to let these filthy men roam their hands all over me, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Being an escort isn't as glamorous as I thought it would be, but it puts food on the table and a roof over my head. It warms my heart to see you care this much about me. I never had this. Well, all of it. No one was there to hug me after spending an hour with a client. It's so bizarre for me to just lay in bed, cuddling with a guy who isn't doing those things they do. Thank you. I know I said no kissing, but will it be okay if I kissed you? Wow, that was... I can sense that you want this, baby. I love to give you what you want. I kind of needed that too. Do you mind if we just lay here together just for a little bit? Thank you. fall asleep. Did you watch me sleep? It's fine. I felt protected. Safe. What time is it anyway? Already? I slept for that long? I gotta go. My next client would be furious and I... Hey, why are you pulling me back to on the bed? Didn't you hear? I have to go. Hear you out. Well, make it quick, okay? Stay with you. But I just said I have to go. Unless you pay again, I can't stay. It's how I make my money. Even if we didn't do anything. And since we didn't have sex, you can just pay half. Wait, what? Are you seriously asking me to live with you? But we just met. The only thing you know about me is that I like staying in to read a book and then... Oh. Like your wife. I see. I don't know. Well, it's such a big change. I live on my own, pay my own bills, barely getting by, and you're offering me to live with you and just be your new girlfriend? Wife? What would my role be? You know? Your new wife, if I want to? Look, you've been such a gentleman, and I feel so comfortable and safe around you. If, and this is a big if, I say yes, what would we do? I mean, what will our life be like? I know you work a lot. So, would I be your maid or something? Just that? Be your wife and nothing else. So, I could ask you to go out with me for ice cream on the weekend. And what about helping me? I've always wanted to become a painter. And what would you want in return? Nothing. No. I can't agree with that. I've always given my services for those who pay, yet here you are saying you just want me to live with you. Free of charge. Don't you realize what you're saying? I want to say yes. I do. I still have my concerns. I worked hard to be an escort who still has a virginity, and I know you want me to stop meeting my clients, but some of them are obsessed with me. They might come looking for me. You protect me? Yes, I want to feel safe, to feel loved. In the hour we spent together, I've gotten more love than I ever had. I want to live with you. This is so unreal. I've had a hard time making it on my own, but now I have all my worries and doubts about making it in life gone. I have you now. I know this must be bizarre for you as well, but please know I'm here for you. Good. So, my schedule is free from now on, I guess. I think we should do something to celebrate. You won't even guess what I have in mind? Come on, just one guess. Yes, ice cream. I saw a shop just down the road. We could go there, and then you could show me my new room. I'm right behind you, baby.